This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The regular session ends in just 2 weeks, and the Senate Finance Committee is grappling with the budget sent over from the House. New committee member Sharon Hewitt admits it's overwhelming at times.
I find this very frustrating. I don't know. There seems to be a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of pots of money. There's a lot of transfers. There's a lot of whatever, and I'm finding it very difficult to sort out.
Governor John Bel Edwards expects a difficult 2 weeks.
You're going to see the Senate really struggle with putting this bill in the best possible posture.
The governor says one problem is something the House put in the preamble to HB 1.
It's a fund sweep by another name. One of the ways that they supposedly found or saved $100 million is to take self-generated revenue and fees and use some portion of that money to retire state debt.
Those funds are being swept into the Bond Security and Redemption Fund, something allowed if the state is ever too short of money to pay its debts.
It's absolutely unnecessary because we have enough general fund dollars to meet our debt obligations, so you don't have to use self-generated revenue and fees to retire debt.
The governor is concerned about the constitutionality of what is essentially a money laundering maneuver.
By definition, if you're going to use a fee to retire state debt, it ceases to be a fee and it becomes a tax. And I'm not even sure that you can do that in an even-numbered general session because we're not supposed to be doing taxes.
If it stays and is challenged in court, or if the governor vetoes, the state could end up with no budget at all. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.